KJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This time around, we'll look at sports. Sports is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Iowa left the Cayman Islands with a win on Tuesday. Sophomore guard Jordan Bohannon had a career-high 30 points as the Hawkeyes beat UAB 95-85. Sophomore forward Tyler Cook also had a career-high with 29 points, including 13 of 16 at the line.
You know, obviously, I mean, I wouldn't say that my free throw stroke was broken last year. Just, you know, we came with a confidence thing, and so this summer, like I said, I put in a lot of work. Just stepping up there and shooting the ball without thinking about it. And today I did a good job of that. The three I missed was short, and you know, that kind of happens when you get those legs, back-to-back-to-back and stuff. So I'll knock those in, but it was a huge step for me from the line.
After dropping the first two games of the tournament, the Hawkeyes improved to 4-2.
What we learned is just that we got to fight through regardless of our situation, our circumstances and stuff. So we grew as a team. We've kind of figured out a rhythm. And then, like I said, once we get you know, our two guys that are out back, it should be much smoother for us. So like I said, we're just growing and trying to become better every day.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey feels his team made progress during the tournament.
We got important games coming up, got the challenge, got Iowa State, got Drake, got Colorado, got a ton of other games that are really tough, and this will help us get better because our goals at the end are large and we want to reach them.
McCaffrey says the Hawks have a long way to go on defense.
We've got to be better defensively. We knew that already. But at times we were really connected and we got the stops we needed, and at times we didn't. All right, so let's evaluate it. Let's commit to it. I thought offensively, today we executed to perfection the entire game.
Elsewhere in college basketball, Notre Dame remains unbeaten in men's college hoops after storming back from a 16-point deficit in the Maui Invitational title game. Martinez Gebben hit two free throws with 2.3 seconds left to send the Irish to a 67-66 win over number 6 Wichita State. Meanwhile, 5th-ranked Villanova won its opening round game of the Battle for Atlantis, but the 2nd-ranked Arizona and number 18 Purdue weren't as fortunate. Jalen Brunson scored 18 points, and the Wildcats led by as many as 18 before settling for a 66-58 win over Western Kentucky. Northern Carolina State pulled off a stunner as Alaric Freeman scored 24 points, and freshman Braxton Beverly added a season-high 20 points to lead a 90-84 win over Arizona. Grant Williams scored all 22 of his points after the halftime and hit the go-ahead shot with 14.5 seconds left in overtime to lift Tennessee past Purdue 78-75 in overtime. Nick Richards had a career-high of 25 points and 15 rebounds as number 18 Kentucky whipped Fort Wayne in college hoops 86-67. Jonah Matthews hit 4 of Southern Cal's 12 three-pointers and finished with 18 points as part of the 10th-ranked Trojans 88-63 romp over Lehigh. Dwayne Ewell hit 16 points, and number 11 Miami did just enough to get by LaSalle 57-46 and improved to 4-0 on the season. Kerry Clark scored 17 points, and Kyle Washington had 16 points and 11 rebounds to lead 12th-ranked Cincinnati to a victory in the inaugural Cayman Islands Classic game, 75-53 over Wyoming. In college basketball news, Louisville has announced the freshman forward Brian Bowen will not play for the school and that the Cardinals have parted ways with men's basketball assistant coach Kenny Johnson. Bowen had been held out of practice and games since the school announced in September that it was being investigated in a federal corruption probe of bribery in a college basketball. Johnson had been on paid administrative leave while the allegations were being investigated. Also in the NBA, the Boston Celtics made a habit out of easing double-digit deficits during their 16-game winning streak, doing it 5 times when trailing by at least 13. They couldn't do it Wednesday, ending the 4th-longest win streak in team history. Deion Waiters poured in 26 points and nailed a pair of three-pointers in the final minutes as the Heat clung on to beat the Celts 104-98 at Miami. Waiters supplied the big buckets after the Heat saw an 18-point lead shrink to 1 with 3:14 remaining. Goran Dragic had a game-high 27 points for Miami. In the other NBA finals, Russell Westbrook came out with one assist of a triple-double as he delivered a season-high 34 points and 10 boards in the Thunder's 108-91 win over the Warriors. The Cavaliers picked up their 6th straight win as LeBron James scored 23 of his 33 points in the fourth quarter of a 119-109 downing of the Nets. Joel Embiid had 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 2 blocks in the 76ers' 101-81 rout of the Trailblazers. Dwight Howard's 26 points and 13 rebounds helped the Hornets win a shootout with the Wizards, 129-124 in overtime. Also in the NBA, Jimmy Butler tied a season high with 26 points, and the Timberwolves ended a two-game skid by topping the Magic, 124-118. Tim Hardaway Jr. scored 12 of his career-high 38 points, while the Knicks were reeling off a 28-0 run and a 108-100 comeback over the Raptors. The Clippers' nine-game losing streak is over after Blake Griffin contributed 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists in a 116-103 triumph over the Hawks. Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins each had double-doubles for the Pelicans in a 107-90 rout of the Spurs. Also in the NBA, Trevor Ariza's season-high 25 points was among the Rockets' highlights in a 125-95 drubbing of the Nuggets. Derek Favors scored 23 points, and Rodney Hood came off the bench to add 19 as the Jazz hammered the Bulls 110-80. Eric Bledsoe hit for 30 points in his return to Phoenix, and Chris Middleton scored a game-high 40 points as the Bucks edged the Suns in overtime, 113-107. Also, the Mavericks celebrated a 95-94 win over the Grizzlies after Harrison Barnes banked in a 30-footer at the buzzer. The Kings received 22 points, 7 boards, and 7 assists from Zach Randolph in their 113-102 win against the Lakers. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed 7-time Pro Bowl cornerback Darrell Revis, although it's unclear when he'll be ready to play. Also, quarterback Paxton Lynch is getting another chance to start for Denver Broncos on Sunday against the Raiders. The former first-round pick failed to win the job outright under two different coaching staffs, but takes over again because of the Broncos' six-game losing streak, their longest in 27 years. The quarterback change comes up after offensive coordinator Mike McCroy was let go and replaced by Bill Musgrave. The 49ers are planning to give rookie C.J. Beathard his fifth consecutive start Sunday against the Seahawks. And that means that Jimmy Garoppolo will likely be the backup for at least another week after being acquired in a trade with the Patriots at the October 31st deadline. Wide receiver Josh Gordon practiced Wednesday with the Browns for the first time since the 2016 preseason. Gordon was conditionally reinstated by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell earlier this month after being suspended numerous times for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Dolphins quarterback Jay Cutler remains in the concussion protocol, but has not yet been ruled out of Sunday's game at New England. Matt Moore would make his second start of the season for the 4-6 Dolphins if Cutler doesn't play. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Be sure and check with them for your complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.